Guy Gruters was held as a prisoner of war for over 5 years in Vietnam. Over 50 years after his capture, he returned to that country and had a most interesting visit with a man who was present on day one of his captivity. The amazing story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
As Christmas of 1972 approached, Guy Gruters had been held as a prisoner of war for over 5 years. His captors moved him and other Americans near Vietnam's border with China and told them they would die there.
And the only reason we got out of there is because of the Christmas bombing of 1972 that President Nixon initiated with the B-52s. Otherwise, I'm certain we all would have died up there.
The North Vietnamese were now worried the city of Hanoi might be reduced to rubble. He was finally released in mid-March 1973.
My kids, when I left, my little girls were 1 and 2 years old, but they were 7 and 8 when I met them in 1973.
50 years after he was captured by North Vietnamese soldiers, he and some other veterans returned to the area.
They found a guy that had actually captured me with a squad of 10 soldiers. They drove me out to his house 2 hours out into the countryside in the middle of nowhere. And he actually had a dinner for me in his house.
That man had saved his life by not allowing villagers to kill him on the spot.
This guy was 84 years old now, and he still had the uniform on. He was wearing the uniform that he captured me in 56 years earlier. And he had a nose wheel strut from the F-100, and he had the strut that he'd kept for all those years in his living room. And he had it cut up and gave me 3 pieces of that strut.
Guy endured 5 years and 3 months as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam. He has spoken to countless audiences about his experiences and the importance of his faith in helping him through the most trying of times. Traveling the Countryside, near Sydney, Ohio, I'm Andrew McRae.